from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Story time with Joey on 1080 The Fan.
J. Joseph Harrington joins us each Friday. Here it is, the dog days of summer. I'm sure he's got nothing going on. Although, Jason, I see him everywhere. He is on TV. I saw a charity ad with him in it. I saw the video for the release of the uniform.
A man of the people.
The thorns.
Hold on. Where are you? This is, I don't. People are saying they see on TV. Where? I apparently haven't seen this.
You're not watching TV?
Did you not film?
I'm watching the Olympics.
Well, maybe that's what it was. I don't know what I was watching, but did you not film a charity ad with somebody recently? Maybe something?
Oh, at KGW, the Huddle Up.
Sure.
All right. Sure. With Safeway and Albertsons.
Yeah, there was a woman in it, and you were in it, and your hair.
That would be the wonderful Jill McGinnis, the president of the Safeway Foundation.
Well, I was mesmerized by the hair.
It's good. It's good.
It was looking great.
Yeah. Well, like Suk and I talked about last week when you were gone again, I was blessed with Valerie Jean's. Valerie's my mom.
I was like, what?
You didn't get that one. Yeah, Val.
Val. Well, yeah, your hair looks great right now.
Yeah, because they say the hair comes from the mother's father. So.
Mother's father.
Yeah.
Mine was bald, though, like you.
Yeah, that's what my mother. So Jack's, my mother's father. Okay, I got my mom's hair. Jack has my hair. So that wouldn't make sense. It's like thick and dark and
luscious.
Crazy.
Well, I would tell you this.
Luscious is a word to use. That is one word.
Well, when you have Viking jeans and you mix them with tiny Korean jeans, let me tell you something. The Korean jeans kick mine ass. It got dominated. Like, my kids are all tiny Asians with really thick, dark hair. My jeans didn't even stand a chance. It's so disappointing.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. Not a one.
So your kids are, I was like, they're either Varian or Kariking. Is that what you're saying?
That is. And it was Korean comes first because they're, I would have thought that some Viking jeans, you know, that those are some hardy jeans. I thought like my Nordic, there'd be some Nordic traits. No, nothing.
They're good at ping pong with axes.
That's the one thing we got.
Hey, did you know I'm sorry. It was a bad joke.
I was trying to think, yeah.
Yeah. Do you know that I was at Pebble Beach last week?
I did. Yeah, I know.
Now, I'm hoping, I've got my fingers crossed right now. You can't see that because we're on the radio, but they are crossed. Have I one-upped the great Joey Harrington, the charmed life of Joey Harrington? Have you ever played Pebble Beach, or do I have one on you?
I have played Pebble Beach.
Damn it. Yeah.
We knew it. I told you.
Yeah.
Probably 5 times.
No, just once. I did it once with my dad. No. My dad retired. He retired from, he was a high school principal, and then he went back and was the president at Central. So when he finally retired, he and I went to Pebble and did that. Here's the thing. Like, you walk onto that course and think, there's no way it can actually be as good as it's supposed to be. Like, oh, no way.
Yeah.
And then you come out onto, what is it, after the fourth green, onto five?
The par three, five, yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, wow, this is pretty cool. And then you get up to six, and it's like, oh, my God.
You are not kidding.
You guys in the corner puking his guts out. Sorry, that was a...
Yeah, anyway, the holes 5 through, and you could throw 4 in there, but holes 5 through 10, I don't think you will get a better stretch of golf anywhere in the world. And you are so right. It's like, you know, you get up there, you're like, ah, how good can it be? It's probably just the
one
views.
One and two, it's like, ah, cool. Yeah. You know, you're like, this is a nice course, fine. And then you hit 6, and it's like, good God.
Yeah,
like,
it's crazy.
This is amazing.
Crazy good.
Dad and I both parred 7.
Did you?
I feel pretty good about that, yeah.
I did too.
There you go. Good. I went for it in 2 on 6. He pulled it a little bit left and hit the cart path.
Mm.
And then went over the top, and I think I ended up like down by 8 tee box. Would that make sense?
Yep. That's way down there. But
Yeah. I took a big hop, ended up doubling 6. Wasn't good.
Well, it's a great place. And I'll just go back to the drawing board trying to one-up Joey.
I thought it was adorable that you thought you were going to do something that he hasn't done.
Where do you
done.
Think I should go? Okay, you and me, right now. Yeah. Where can I go that you think would one-up him?
I can tell you where it is.
Well, I mean,
yeah. And it's poignant right now. It's the Olympics.
Oh, you've never been to the Olympics?
I've never been to the Olympics.
Oh.
Well, I don't really want to go to the Olympics. But I guess
you know what? Okay, here's a funny story. Okay, since it's story time and it's Olympic time and it's not football season, so I got a text from Valerie Jean last night, and she said, "Don't you have the Olympic? Or do you have? How does she phrase it? Where are you keeping your Olympic torch?" And I was like, "It's over in Central Oregon," and you know, I was like, "What? Why?" And I don't know why she was just curious, but I was like, "Oh, so how about this?" So I was so lucky to be part of the Olympic torch relay for Salt Lake '02.
Okay,
and you know, it was pretty cool. They had like all the torches had like built in like gas, I don't know, propane or whatever. Like, and so the torch would come to you with the flame, and then like the super secret person with the super secret key. That's like a skeleton Harry Potter key that only, you know, one person in the world has, like turns on your gas. And then you took it from the other person. Right. And then that super secret person turned off the previous torch.
Yeah.
Right. And then you could never turn it on again. And it's like, oh, well then how do you know that was actually used? Well, it would singe, the top of the torch was actually like this glass, and so the Olympic flame would leave this soot, this residue on top that was singed all the way around the top. It was looked super cool. It was like, it was incredible. Like the design of the torch was awesome. Anyway, so I did the thing and carried it and, you know, go USA. And for a gift, you know, then I went off to the Detroit and came back, and my mom, I think it was actually for my birthday the next year, she got the torch mounted like in a plexiglass case and, you know, cool. Had a little plaque. I was like, oh, that was really cool. Like, yeah, thank you. Good job, Val. And she says, oh yeah, but it was so dirty, and so we had it cleaned off.
Oh, we mounted it.
I was like, what? That was like the only, like that was the remnant that like the Olympic flame was touching that and singed it. And she's like, yeah, it was just so dirty, and so I had it cleaned off before we mounted it.
Gosh. Oh my gosh, Val.
That's did you ever tell her? Or did you just kind of let it go?
Oh no, she knows.
Yeah,
she knows.
I think he erupted at her. Well, I mean, you can't be mad at her.
Can I ask though, who did you get the torch from, and who did you pass it to?
God, that's a great question. Remember? No, I remember being in the van. Like, so there was like a think of it like Hood to Coast, right?
Yeah.
And there was like a van that covered the span of however many miles it was when it came through Portland, right? Because, you know, I don't know the path it took, but it worked through, you know, Oregon and, you know, then up to Washington, then over to Utah and down. You know, it made its path. And there was maybe a 30-passenger van. And it wasn't really other athletes. It was like business people from nonprofits, you know, around the community. And yeah, so I cannot remember specifically. I just remember being in a van with, you know, a bunch of other people, and we were all wearing like these matching white and blue sweatsuits. And yeah, that was 22 years ago, man. You can't expect me to remember that.
I didn't know if it was like, because I'm looking it up right now. I just was wondering, and it sounds like it was just you were the only, you were like the only celebrity that took it through Portland. So I'm not sure which one of these people you handed it off to, but there were a couple doctors, there was a cancer survivor, there was a Down syndrome swimmer in the Special Olympics. Yeah. So it sounds like it was just a bunch of people from the community and you.
Well, that's exactly kind of what it was. It was like everybody was, as we were in the van, like driving to our spots, and the Olympic organizers are talking about the history and, you know, who gets selected and why. And these, you know, everybody's telling their stories about all, you know, like you said, cancer survivors and, you know, all this incredible stuff they did. And I was like, good God, dude, I just played some football. Like, you know, I'm feeling a little bit, it was all these incredible people and me, like you said.
How far do you go with it? And then what do you do with it if you gotta, like, you know, pee or something?
Well, I think it was only like a half mile.
Oh.
So, yeah, no, it was not okay. Far.
Right.
And so if you have to pee in the middle of, like, that half mile, you know, then you should probably go get a colonoscopy and see, or a prostate exam. Yeah. Sorry.
I was going to say, that got wild.
Colonoscopy. Yeah, gets out sideways.
Yeah. But I carried it right by Lloyd Cinemas, just straight right down Lloyd Center. Yeah. Neighborhood.
They don't give you, like, if you carry the torch and the games, you said it was in Salt Lake. So it's just, you know, it's not far. They don't hook you up with a ticket.
Well, you're probably going to play. You had to probably go to camp and stuff, right?
I don't know. Again, like, you're asking me all these details from like 22 years ago. Like, come on now. No, we did not get hooked up with a ticket. I think it was more of like, hey, you got to carry the Olympic torch. Like, that's super cool. Yeah. Shut up and don't ask for anything else.
Now buy your own way to the games. Yeah.
Which, by the way, let me just point out, even if Rob goes to the Olympics, that is not one-upping you.
No, because
you carried the damn torch.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry, Rob going to buy a ticket for rugby sevens at the next Olympics, or someone that's going to scoot down a hill real fast, that doesn't one-up carrying the torch.
That's true. What golf course have you not played that you want to play?
I'm guessing Augusta, right?
Well, Augusta, yeah. I mean, but if you find your way into Augusta, then we got issues. Shinnecock, that's one that I really want to play. I really want to play out in, like, Shinnecock and Fisher's Island and, you know,
Page.
Out in that. What is it? I'm going to mispronounce it. Saranac or?
I don't know that one, but have you played Bethpage? That's out that way.
I have not. Yeah, I have not played Bethpage.
Right.
Out at, like, what is it, Long Island, out in the Hamptons out there?
Sure. I'm going there.
I thought that me and Rob played in the Maurice Lucas Memorial Golf Tournament just not too long ago.
Was that
ago.
A Shinnecock?
No. The reserve. The reserve. So close.
But
close second.
Fun, guy. I thought for a brief moment that I may have had an in at Augusta National.
What?
They had a big tomahawk dinner. I was playing with the Michael Jordan Steakhouse guys. That's who I was. That's the team I was playing with. I was, quote, the celebrity.
Jeff
of that.
Wood.
Jeff Wood. The great Jeff Wood.
He is great.
So he says, come on up to the dinner. We do a big dinner at Michael Jordan's the night before. Everyone, you know, big tomahawks, family style dinner. It's great. So we go up there and we sit down at the table, and he goes, hey, these are some of the guys we're playing with. And I brought my buddy along with me. So it was me and my buddy, and we were sitting there, and I was like with one of the, like, a. The chief marketing director of Alaska Airlines. I was like, okay, this is not in my pay grade. There was another guy who was a golf pro that was on the team with me. So I was talking to him. And then this other guy who was in the car business, and he was wearing an ascot.
No
and,
way.
Yeah. Full on ascot.
Yes.
And so, and he's a big personality. So we start kind of, you know, you start talking to him, and we asked him, like, hey, like, you're in the car business. Where do you operate out of? And he goes, pick a city in the country and a brand, and I've got a dealership there. And we were like, oh, it's like, it's one of those things. And then he starts talking about the private plane and kind of goes on, and he's kind of a big, you know, you're like, geez.
Cocky guy.
Well, and you're kind of trying to figure out, is this dude all, you know, all hat, no cattle, or is this kind of the real deal? And so then he starts talking about golf and this and that, and my buddy just kind of throws him out. He's like, what golf clubs do you belong to? He goes, I don't know, a bunch of them. And he goes, one doesn't begin with, and it does it. And he goes, he kind of smiles and he pulls out his phone. And I'm like, no effing way. And the dude pulls out his phone and there it is. It's him at Augusta.
So he's a member there?
He's a member. He was there with Bubba Watson and he's wearing an Augusta jacket. And I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? Dude was a member at Augusta National. So I'm thinking, like, when we sat down, I thought this was the team I was playing with. Oh. So we go into Operation Kiss This Guy's Ass.
Yeah.
We're like, so me and my buddy are like, we're going to get this guy drunk and we're going to become best friends with him. So we spend all night. We're like, and look, we had to listen to a lot of stories and it was fine because they were interesting stories, but it was like, are you kidding me? And sure enough, the next day we show up at the cart and we all thought he was on our team. No, he was just there for the dinner and then he left.
He didn't play?
No, he flew in, like he made a donation and was just there for the dinner and then got on his plane and left. So,
well, you need a follow-up email.
For one brief evening, I thought for a moment, because he was saying about how he brings people down and blah, blah, blah. I was like, oh, is this going
to
happen?
Here's what you need to do.
And then it died on the vine.
You need to get his email from Jeff. Seriously.
Yeah.
All you need to do is get his email from Jeff. Send him a note saying, hey, it's Sook. Really fun meeting with you. And then see if he comes back with, hey, come down anytime.
Come down.
And if you get there before I do, I might murder someone.
For a brief moment, I thought that there was an end.
Or you can take Joey and I.
Yeah. Take it. It's all.
There's our foursome.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. Sook, you go down the Michael Jordan Steakhouse path.
Yeah.
I'll go down the Peyton Manning path.
Yeah. Ooh, that's a good call.
And
meet in the middle.
Rob, you go down.
Well, I've got a friend. I've told you this before. My friend runs the Greater Greensboro Open, and he has played Augusta National. He knows all those all those bigwigs down that way.
Hockey mucks.
Yeah, so I got one. I don't want to ask him. But
that was the closest I had ever come. I had never met someone that was a member before, and I thought he was full of you know what until he started producing photos, and there was a lot of them.
Guys,
in a green jacket.
I think Operation Augusta,
full on, Ed Rooney style. Like you dig up her bones, and I'll dig up your daughter. Kind of you, that,
And he did. He dug up like 12 bodies. He's got photos of him in his jacket sitting in Butler Cabin with Bubba Watson.
He sounds a little too boisterous to be a member there.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
That's what we all thought, but
most of those guys are really low key.
No, he's not low key. He's wearing an ascot.
I bet they all hate him.
His ascot and his shoes cost more than my car. That dude's doing just fine. He's doing just fine.
All right, we got a break. We're with Joey Harrington, and when we come back, we're going to find out how many millions Joey has invested into the Portland Thorns. We are back, courtesy of Mods PDX. The future of building is here. In a minute.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
On The Fan.
Story time with Joey on 1080 The Fan.
We are back with J. Joseph Harrington. We are riffing about Augusta National, Pebble Beach, the Olympics, one-upping Joey, which is harder than it seems. And now to his ownership of the Portland Thorns.
Yeah.
I read about
this. You missed this all last week. Yeah. You're late to the game here. Like, if you go out to Pebble, you can't just wait a minute, hold on. We forgot the most important thing of this entire conversation. I cannot believe that we will get back to the thorns here, but okay. We have some very important business, and I just remembered because I was thinking about last week's conversation.
Yeah. And that is?
Go ahead.
Oh, well, you missed it, but I gave a full-fledged apology as soon as your segment was done there.
Oh.
And if you would like me to redo that, I will say, for the record, I and Buck and Rob, for that matter, all thought that Joey Harrington was a big fat liar when it came to the Oregon Duck uniforms. I called him out on it. Joey, immediately after ending the segment, did produce several text messages proving that indeed Joey is not a liar. He is a man of faith. He is a moral oak. We were all wrong, and yes, Joey has been cleared of all charges.
And?
I'm sorry, and I'm a big fat jerk.
And?
What else does he want?
You have beautiful hair.
Okay, now we're good.
It really bothered me because, like, I wanted to have something finally on Joey. Like,
we all do.
Said, we all want something. I thought we caught him in a lie. I was certain that we caught him in a lie.
He's impenetrable.
It took him like 2 minutes to produce a text message that it exonerated him on all fronts. It was so heartbreaking.
I told you I'm an open book. If you ask me about something, I'm going to tell you.
I know.
Okay, so you were asking about something a moment ago before the thorns.
But wait, now I want to know, because these guys didn't believe me, so I want to get the confirmation on this. I think that commercial that you, or the ad that with the mailbox and the letter to Nike and everything, that was filmed at your house or by your house, was it not?
Oh, front porch.
Yeah, that was his front porch.
Yeah.
Yeah. So these guys yelled at me. They were like, no way, it's not his house. I'm like, I think that's his house because I've stopped.
Yeah, no, that was on the front porch.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wouldn't know because
I had more people. If you accuse me of being a liar, you're definitely not going to be invited.
That's true.
All the neighbors were like, hey, is the Nike mailbox still there? Like, no, they actually took it away. Like, it just showed up on a truck and they put it out front.
It'd be pretty cool if you just got to keep it out there, though.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Did you see the new uniforms today before we get to the thorns? They released the catch uniforms.
Yes.
White with yellow pants.
Yeah.
Those are cool.
I still
like the gangrene ones. The ones they released with Joey, I said it. I think those are the best looking things that Oregon has done. They hit that thing out of the park.
So how much?
I cannot disagree. Go ahead.
How many millions did you invest in the thorns?
700.
700 million.
That's a lot of millions.
Mm-hmm.
What was
700 million?
How did that come about? You're now an owner.
I know. Well, see, here's the thing. This is what I told these guys last week. Like, they said, well, how much of an owner? I was like, well, take a decimal point, right? And then, like, imagine all, like, you know how you can put, like, keep putting zeros on a calculator, then all of a sudden, it will stop, like, you can't do anymore?
Yeah.
So then take one of those zeros away and then, like, add a one at the end of that, and that's my percentage.
Oh, so it's like Bitcoin.
Yeah.
He
owns a sliver of he literally owns a thorn of the thorns,
but if it pops, you know,
there you go down
the road. So 10 g's, 20 g's, 50 g's.
I told you 700 million.
Yeah. Right. It's a lot of millions.
He's not gonna say.
No, yeah, gonna say. So it's like a double. So what is like a million? Is that
You're asking us
more than a billion.
You want to talk about something that we're going to need a retraction for. Just anytime you ask us to do math, that's not going to end well.
Now, what do you hope to get out of that?
What do I hope to get out of it? In all honesty, what I hope to get out of it is continued connection. Right. That was how this whole thing ended up getting put together, was under the idea that this team is, I guess, let me take a step back. If me as in any 30, 40, 50 year old, you know, how 60 year old, if you mention Terry Porter, Jerome Kersey, Buck Williams, right. That was like the fabric of Portland, right? Those athletes were absolutely, I mean, they are not just revered, and let me say this, like, they weren't the superstars, right? Everybody knows Clyde Drexler, right? Everybody knows Damian Lillard. But, like, those were the people that were just, they were Portland, right? We have on this Thorns team literally the greatest soccer player in the history of Earth in Christine Sinclair, right? She is the all-time leading. Nobody in the history of international football has scored more goals than Christine Sinclair. And by the way, Becky Sauerbrunn and Megan and Klingberg and Bella Bixby and, you know, all the Sam Coffey and you know Livy Moultrie and Morgan Weaver. I mean, you start going down the list of all these phenomenal athletes that are beloved by this city and the fan base, and can only expand with simply like these are incredible athletes and incredible people who have not just given to their sport, but are also giving to this city. And so what do I hope to get out of this? I hope to help ingrain these athletes, this team, this organization in the fabric of Portland, right? You know, that was my pitch, is like, I'm boots on the ground here for 45 years. Like, this is, and that's what I told the team, you know, last week when I met with them. I was like, this isn't just like some, you know, throwing some coin around just to, you know, invest somewhere. Like, this is personal. Like, this is something that I care about. This is something that is part of my hometown. I'm a season ticket holder. Like, I follow Olivia Moultrie as she comes up through NWSL and makes her first national team appearance and scores her first national team goal this year. I mean, I've followed Christine Sinclair since she was at University of Portland and playing in the NCAA quarterfinals against Notre Dame. Like, these are things that are part of my town, part of my family, and to be able to have some sort of, not necessarily impact, but to be able to help share that story, share those incredible athletes, help ingrain this team and these players in the fabric of Portland, like, that's my goal out of this.
Why not the Timbers?
I think for two reasons. One, the biggest is that opportunity wasn't presented.
They don't want your money.
Oh, exactly. This was the Thorns sold to the Bethal family. They're based out of Southern California, and they're partial owners in the Sacramento Kings, and opened it up to other people to be part of this.
Local people.
Yeah, and there's a large group that is not local, but Ashton and Brianne and I were asked to be part of this group. And so I think part of it, the biggest is, well, why not the Timbers? Well, because the Timbers didn't ask. And two is, this is I very much, I say I believe in women's sports, right? And that's such a cliche thing to say right now. However, I've told you the story of Christine Sinclair, and the first time, when Emily and I were dating and went to watch the UP women's soccer team play, and I was like, all right, cool, let's this is gonna be a bunch of flopping and taking a dive and everybody's getting carried off on stretchers and then all of a sudden Christine Sinclair goes like full elbow and like into some woman's jaw, and I was like, she is a badass, and I am a fan of women's soccer. Like, it was, and I only watched women's soccer for a good, 6 or 8 years. So, like, I've always appreciated women's soccer. I've appreciated women's sports. And I think this is, just kind of is confluence the right word? That connection between something that I've always had an incredible appreciation for, combined with my hometown, combined with something that's literally down the street and I could not be more passionate about. And it was like, this is a no-brainer.
That's cool. Yeah. Good for you.
Yeah, I love the passion. I love to hear it. It's,
and women's sport, you're getting in at the right time. Women's sports, man, popping. Absolutely popping. The superior species taking over. Evidenced by Val mounting Joey's Olympic torch. Mm-hmm. I mean, what
Valerie Jean and her hair jeans.
What man would do that? All right. Good talk. Glad to be back.
Thanks, friends.
Yeah. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, if I'm not at Pebble Beach.
shooting better than you with better hair.
All right, have a good one.
See you guys.
All right, that's Joey Harrington each Friday here on The Fan, brought to you by Mods PDX. The future of building is here. The club is next on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.